Hey guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast. It's been a while since I've released an episode. It's almost been about 3 weeks or more. A lot have been taking place around the world right now. America, there's a lot of protesting taking place in America. We still have the threat of coronavirus around us. Tensions are rising between America and China. A lot of things going on. But you know me, I'm still here reading my mangas, reading my manhwas, you know, my Korean webtoons. You know, I've been trying to diversify the comics that the mangas I read are, you know, it's manhwa in Korea. The Korean version for manga is manhwa or webtoon. And I've been reading a lot of those. And I've recently started reading one called I Am the Sorcerer King, which is phenomenal. As a matter of fact, it kind of has some similarity to Solo Leveling. I'm going to do a list of mangas that are similar to Solo Leveling, right? So stay tuned for that one. Anyway, I'm going to be doing a recap of the latest chapter, which is chapter 94, right? Now, this chapter picks up directly after chapter 93, where we see the main character, Lee Sung-hoon, you know, battling it out against the Handed Army in Beijing. Right, he used in the last chapter. He used a star summoning technique against the undead, which pick up right after there. You know, and you know, in the first panel that we see of him, he says, "Burned away cleanly as expected. There's nothing better than star summoning against an undead," and he used that technique to fight against the undead, which basically made him win the battle. Right, and in the process, he also damaged and destroyed most of the capital, most of Beijing. Right, so and he was saying that, although I wonder if China will hassle me for destroying their capital. Let's cool down first. I can't tell what's going on with this team. Right, so he was wondering if, you know, and then he realized that he didn't completely destroy all the undead, at least. He did destroy most of them and their fighting power, but there was a soul of the undead still remaining. So you say, you live through the star summoning by concentrating your aura. No, it wouldn't be the way to describe undead as living. Mage, where do you come from? That was a thing. I think that was what's that guy name? I can't remember his name, but I think he was the one that was coordinating the undead attacks and all that. All right, so and he responded, Lee Sung-hoon responded by saying, "No, I'm more than a mage, you know. I am a high level, you know, I'm more than a mage." He's basically saying that I am the proud sorcerer, the only one in this world. And the guy that was fighting for the leader, I think, was saying that, "Fine, sorcerer, I have experienced the star summoning skills in other worlds before. However, it was nowhere as powerful as yours, other worlds." Basically, I was trying to get some information and talk with him. And he was saying that, yo, this is an undead with a brain and all of these things. The point is that, let's not even get into details. You're going to read it for yourself. The recap. It was great. It was phenomenal. I really enjoyed this chapter. You know, after destroying Beijing, he realized that, Karemba, he took up the task of fighting directly in Beijing, fighting against the undead in Beijing. In return, China would have to give him some land. I think in Ladon or whatever. You know, it's quite clear what he's trying to do. You know, he's trying to create his own independent nation. Which, come on, the man is practically the most powerful person in the world right now. He has satellites. He has a AI that is on par with most of the information gathering agencies all over the world, in America, China, Japan, Korea. Right, he's a one-man army. And so basically, and he made a deal with some other people from his world, his previous world, you know, he's finding him and protecting him. And they have pledged loyalty and fealty towards him as well. So that's pretty much what he's trying to do. Right? Now, he made a point in this chapter that he need to learn necromancy, because the handed, you know, the Dark Knight Soul, that was the guy that he was fighting against. He was a Dark Knight. His soul managed to escape. Even though they lost, the undead lost, his soul managed to escape, right? And the soul said, "We will see each other again," basically, and escape with his soul. But he basically won this battle, overall war. I just call it a one-a battle because it's still an ongoing. And based from what you can see is that what's really happening is that it seems like Earth and these people are all pawn in a bigger war that's taking place between the gods of the universe, right? So the system that they are using is a system given to them by a god, and the undead is also worshiping the undead god. And pretty much what's taking place is a battle between these gods, and humans and Earth and other worlds are just pawn within that battle. You know, that will be like a proxy war, you know, like two major nations, America and Iran, is fighting, but you know, they're using rebels to fight the war for them. They equip rebels and other things like that to fight war for them without directly getting involved. Something like that, proxy war. Right? So that's pretty much what's taking place. And what makes main character in this really, really great or really powerful is that he's been blessed with the Arkar system from the god. Plus, he also retains his knowledge and understanding of his power from his previous life, right? Which makes him double powerful, because now he's able to rely on the power of the system while also relying on his own power, which makes him more efficient and more powerful. Anyway, one of the major things he did this chapter was revive the people of Beijing. A couple of 100,000 people, right? Which shocked the world. Most of the spy agent, major countries around the world witnessed it via satellite, and it shocked the entire world. One of the reasons why he did it was also because, you know, he basically destroyed Beijing, right? And he was saying that Beijing probably won't want to give him land because he destroyed Beijing. So he's going to do something. He basically said that I'm going to do some good for the world. And while at the same time, I think this is him trying to make a decisive step to show the world that, yo, listen, this is how powerful I am, and this is what I am capable of. While also securing the deal with Beijing so that Beijing cannot, you know, say, yo, I'm not giving you the land because I destroyed Beijing. So he brought back a bunch of people, you know, a bunch of Chinese native, Beijing native people, shocking the entire world. Also securing the deal, ensure that China will not renege by finding fault with the fact that he destroyed Beijing, right? And he did that for the whole world to realize. You know, America quickly, you know, a panel with America quickly come up saying that, oh my God, are you witnessing what I'm seeing? One of the guys was like, I think I should take up a religion. When people are saying that, you know, he basically declared himself a God, you know, and it was obvious. America was like, yo, is he planning to start his own nation, which, you know, it became obvious, and they were saying that should we support him, right? So I think next chapter we are gonna see officially him either being handed over his lands, the land that he was promised to him by Beijing, because now it's clear that he's the most powerful person in the world. Plus they're gonna have to need to cooperate with him in order if they want to finish fight, you know. Plus this is also going to be him able to use this to help recruit people to his side, to his army, and all of these things. So this chapter was pretty good. That was basically the whole chapter summed up and recap. Again, if you want more details, you're going to have to read it for yourself and all those good stuff. But yeah, this chapter was great. You know, he fully displayed his power as well as his intention to form his own country, an independent nation, right? Which is going to help him further, you know, developing and ensuring that his plans are set in, his plans can come to fruition and all of that. So that's it for this recap. Make sure you guys go and read it. Yo, this is a really great manga. I gotta say, yo, I've been enjoying a lot of Korean manhwas for the past month or weeks. You know, Peerless Dad, I Am Sorcerer King, Solo Leveling. Which other one that I've been reading? A bunch of them. There's just a bunch of great Heavenly Demon. Yo, there's just some great Chinese, Korean manhwa. There's also great Chinese manga as well. So go check those out for yourself. And I'll see you guys in the next episode of the Anime Podcast. Until then, stay tuned. If this is your first time listening, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever, follow me wherever you're listening to this podcast, and support the thing. I have a blog, you can check it out. The blog is the anime podcast at the animepodcast.com. Go check me out there. Read my articles, anime news and all of that. And I'll see you guys in the next episode of the Anime Podcast. Bye.